Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 53 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, June 17th, 2010, the first day of the rest of the season. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show shortly following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day at Hinky Dinky.
Where else indeed.
I hope you can hear me out there. We're fiddling with the levels once again because I get valuable feedback and I'm trying to adjust. Let's see. How am I doing, folks? We have requests this week. I have a confession to make. Last week, I did a Father's Day show, and last Sunday was not Father's Day. We're not going to do another Father's Day show, even though this Sunday is Father's Day, but I am going to feature lots of requests by my father. I hope you can bear with me while we work our way through those. The first of these, well, we're going to do a couple of these. Dad heard something on NPR, and that always leads to trouble. I got to turn this up. Let's see what's going on here. Let's crank that. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Heard something on NPR about Sandy Denny, and he wanted to hear some Sandy Denny. Well, Sandy Denny was a singer. She was a British lady, and she was a member of Fairport Convention, which is also the band that the fabulous songwriter and guitar player Richard Thompson came from, but to most people of my generation, rock and roll fans, Sandy is best known, or her voice is best known for its contribution to this track by Led Zeppelin. And if you listen for the female vocalist duetting with Robert Plant on The Battle of Evermore, that of course is Sandy.
Red. My war is a cry. mountains will shake, the castle wall, the ring razor out in black. Right on,
the situation right on,
shoot straight to the
nipple.
No comfort, yes, the fire at night, the lights are face so cold.
Dance in the dark of night, sing to the morning.
From the dragon of darkness, some light finds his
Well, there you go. That's a first on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I never thought I'd play any Led Zeppelin, especially not as a fulfillment of a request to my father. There you go, Dad. That's some Sandy Denny singing on that. We might hear some more Sandy later in the show. Don't worry about that. Boy, we need to unwind from all of that that crazy Lord of the Rings goofiness. Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Jimmy. But this is the Ebb Tides, and this is Franny, Franny. That's Franny. Franny by the Ebb Tides. Don't have a year on that. I have a year on this. This is from 1966, just to show you that not all oldies are goofy. This is Sublime. This is The Critters from 1966, featuring a singer and guitarist named Don Ciccone. And Don's from New Jersey, and it makes me wonder if he's any relation to Madonna Ciccone, but that'll require a little further research. Here we go with Mr. Dyingly Sad.
Just a breeze will muss your hair, but you smile away each little care. And if the rain should make you blue, you say tomorrow.
That's what the cow says, but I don't believe the cow. This is Oscar Brown Jr. and a track called The Lone Ranger. What do you mean, we, Tonto?
Turn me loose, stranger. What you mean, we white man? Dear. don't involve me, white man. No, don't involve me. It don't involve me, white man. No, it don't involve me. The Lone Ranger cried Tonto, stick with me and I'll double your pay. We can do a switchabout. You give me your pony scout and ride Silver hi-ho away. But hurry up, said the masked man. To get away, we're gonna have to race. Tonto took Silver and laughed and said, what you mean, we pale face? Tell me what you mean.
We pale face.
Tell me what you mean.
We.
Tell me what you mean.
We pale face.
Tell me what you mean.
We.
You in deep trouble. But it don't involve me.
Well, we've had some big doings around the Hinky Dinky Time radio studios this week. We had most of the doors and all of the windows replaced yesterday, and it was quite a phenomenon. We were invaded by a crew of about a dozen swarthy gentlemen, and they did the entire program in right about 5 hours. And they got out of here just in the nick of time because all hell broke loose around 4 o'clock when the sky was moving sideways and blowing a lot of water with it. And I kind of dread going out and looking in the yard and seeing how much stuff fell down that wasn't water. As I said, we've got Father's Day coming up this weekend, and as a tribute to my dad, it's requests for the old man, no questions asked, no criticism, no commentary, just whatever the man wanted to hear, that's what we're going to hear throughout the course of the evening. But before we get into his next request, I need to mention that this week his lovely bride celebrated a birthday. Not long ago, we were all together in Kansas City and had dinner. And at dinner, the subject of black bean soup came up. And found out that Sherry is an aficionado of black bean soup, and that immediately made me think of this song, which would not get played for any other reason but as a birthday dedication to Sherry. Happy birthday, Sherry, a couple days late. This is for you, David Soul, the B-side of Don't Give Up on Us, Baby. This is Black Bean Soup. Remember David Soul, don't you? Of course you do. That was David Soul who played Hutch on Starsky and Hutch in the 1970s. Going back much earlier than the 1970s, we have this for Dad. He wanted to hear this track by Maurice Chevalier, and tonight he gets what he wants.
Each time I see a little girl of 5 or 6 or 7, I can't resist a joyous urge to smile and say thank heaven. For little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven for little girls, they grow up in the most delightful way. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven. Thank heaven. Thank heaven for little girls.
Everybody dance.
Little eyes so helpless and appealing, one day will flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do? Thank heaven. Thank heaven. Thank heaven for little girls.
You like hot pants? I like hot pants. Lee Sane sang about hot pants. This is all about them hot pants.
Like love, big and pretty long.
Lee Sane, Hot Pants.
Buy me some peanuts and frankincense. I don't care if I never get back that new room. Room, room for the whole. It may go away, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three, strike, you're out of the old ball game.
Well, the Cubs are 3-3 since last week's program, thanks to today's 3-2 victory over the Oakland A's, courtesy of Kosuke Fukudomi's bases loaded walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth. Taking 2 of 3 from the A's provided the Cubs with their first series win since taking 2 of 3 from the Dodgers in late May. Manager Lou Piniella was awakened and given the good news as soon as Giovanni Soto crossed the plate. Our boys host the Los Angeles, California Angels of Anaheim, California, in Los Angeles, at Los Angeles, somewhere in California, this weekend before traveling to Seattle to check up on former Cub Milton Bradley's mental health. The Cubs are currently 6 games under .500 in third place, 6.5 games behind the division-leading Cincinnati Reds. And that is this week's Chicago Cubs Baseball Report. Okay, and here's the point in the show where I vamp while I'm trying to find the right file. This is, of course, the 1970, early June, number 40, Chicago. Let's start this over again. Deep breath. The WCFL 4040 feature on Hinky Dinky Time Radio is the portion of the show each week where we play the number 40 song from the week 40 years ago in the past from the Big Ten Chicago WCFL survey. Oh my God. You can't say God on the radio. Let's just play the music, shall we? This is the Friends of Distinction and Love or Let Me Be Lonely. Thank you.
The mob wanted Harlem back. They got Shaft. John Shaft, a big, bad black private eye, in the middle of a mess, dealing with Harlem's boss, the Fuzz, the Moth, and a fox or two. Shaft's his name.
Can you dig it?
Shaft's his game. Some dig it. Some don't. Shaft, this year's toughest flick.
You see, this cat is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
I'm talking about Shaft.
Then we can do it.
Introducing Richard Roundtree as Shaft, directed by Gordon Parks. Music by the hot buttered soul man, Isaac Hayes. Shaft. In color from MGM, rated R. If you want to see Shaft, ask your mama.
You know, they really went all out. They filmed Shaft in color. They spared no expense. You know, I can't make any excuses for that that train wreck before the WCFL Big Ten Music Survey 4040 feature. I can't even blame it on anesthesia. But I got a friend out there who can blame anything he wants on medication tonight. This is a special dedication long, long distance to my friend Jeffy, who's recuperating today in the hospital, having rolled away some pretty big stones. And get well and get that guitar back in your grip and work on it. This is a little inspiration for Jeffy. Feel better, man. This is the Allman Brothers and Blue Sky.
Keep on flowing, and don't worry about where it's going. No, no.
That's Blue Sky from the Allman Brothers' 1972 album Eat a Peach, which, of course, was a Dickie Betts composition, and that's from the last album the Allman Brothers made before Duane Allman's untimely passing. And that's a fine, fine song. My dad would like me to mention to everybody that the Huskers have joined the Big Ten. And I suppose if you care about such things, you probably know that. He'd also like me to remind everybody that the United States World Cup soccer match is on tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Central Daylight Time. I have a conference call planned for that time, so I'm not going to be able to watch the beginning of that match, but that's quite all right. I can prioritize. I've learned how to do that in my advanced age. This is another request for my old man. This is My One and Only Love. This is from the John Coltrane and Johnny Hartman album featuring John Coltrane on the saxophone and the fine, fine vocal stylings of Mr. Johnny Hartman. Here you go.
Tells me that you are my own. such desire. Every kiss you give sets my soul on fire. I give myself in sweet surrender. My one and only love, my
criminally underappreciated Johnny Hartman on vocals with John Coltrane on the saxophone. My One and Only Love. Promised Dad some more Sandy Denny. This is a song called She Moves Through the Fair.
Thank you.
That's the Fairport Convention recording of She Moved Through the Fair. It's a traditional Irish folk song that was pretty much repopularized by Fairport Convention in the late 1960s. It's been recorded by many, many people since then, none of whom have really improved upon that recording. I wish you could have been listening to that on the headphones with me. That was pretty incredible. I don't know what to tell you. It was a moving experience. I'll be getting up and moving pretty soon out of this chair. We're coming close to the end of this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. It's a great pleasure to play music for all of you. We got time for a couple more songs, beginning with this really fine recording by Mr. Wayne Newton.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting, something in your smile was so exciting, something in my heart told me I must have you. For strangers in the night, love was just a glance away. Sing that away, and ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right for strangers in the
show of hands, who wants to hear some Les Baxter? Unanimous? Okay.
Step right up. Take a ride. Whoa! Thank you.
That's Les Baxter's Roller Coaster, taken from the Ultra Lounge Series Volume 8, Cocktail Capers. That's just about all the time for musical merriment we have for this week, children. Let's all meet right back here next Thursday night at 8:30 Central Time. It's been a treat for you, and I hope for me as well. Hope you have a great weekend. I hope you have a great time without me till we meet again. Good night, everybody. Let's let Johnny Mathis take us on out of here like we do every week.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own. A dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?